to get.
Listen to your favorite radio station, the Buzz iPhone app, or online at 1037thebuzz.com.
20 seconds left. Spencer out top. Need a three to tie. Right side. This is Jamison. Back for Spencer. Deflected. Spencer gets it back. 10 seconds. Spencer three to tie. It's no good. Roddenberry rebound for Cochran. Right wing. Three to tie. Good. 4 seconds left. Here's SAU front court. Demings left wing. Demings three to win. No. And we head to overtime and free basketball
and
tonight.
You know, Tony Cochran had two turnovers the last two trips down the floor, but he stepped up and drilled that one from the top of the key.
62-62, headed to overtime.
Welcome back to Oaklawn. Justin Ankry, Pat Bradley, and boy, what a thriller last night. Harding University, the leader of the GAC. You've heard the leader of the pack. This is the leader of the GAC.
Leader of the GAC.
Well, they're leader of the pack, too. Getting a win over Southern Arkansas, and they are at home this weekend and are going to be hosting... I'm not sure who they're going to be. Oh, actually playing UAM tomorrow night at 7:30. Going to be joined right now by Jeff Morgan, the head coach at Harding. And, Coach, we were talking a minute ago. I didn't realize you'd been there 20 years.
Yeah, it's 20th season, and I heard your comment about being 20, and you weren't far off. So,
how old were you when you started?
I was 26.
Is that crazy? Wow.
Yeah.
What were you before that? What led up to you getting that job?
Well, I played at junior college in Nebraska for 2 years and then transferred to West Texas A&M University. Used to be West Texas State in the Missouri Valley and played there and then coached there for 5 years and was actually the head coach 1 year when we were in NCAA Division II independent. And I grew up here in Arkansas, and when the Harding job opened up, I had a lot of family that went to school here and just thought it'd be a great place to work. So.
Well, it certainly has been for you. Jeff Morgan joining us in the zone, Harding University head coach. And Harding, as we mentioned earlier in the show, selected as a finalist for the best road trip destination in college basketball. And I can't repeat it enough, the only Division II school in the top 10 there, Coach. It's certainly a great honor for your university, but I'm sure it doesn't surprise you that you guys made the top 10, or at least I would hope it doesn't. That is, I was blown away. I'll never forget the first time I went to a game. There was a packed house, and I think you guys were hosting UCA back in the Gulf South days. And yeah. It was I was blown away. It was like little Cameron Indoor Stadium, man. It was crazy. But you know, you guys have had a great home court advantage for a long time.
Well, we have, and we moved into the Rose Field House, I believe about 16 years ago, and ever since the first game we played, it's just, you know, it's been incredible. And you know, we got great connection between the student body and what's going on in the stands and what's going on the floor. And you know, the worst thing about it is all of our opponents love coming here to play, and we never catch anybody flat here at home. And but that's, you know, that's fun, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
How many do you fit in the arena?
I think officially it'll seat 3,250.
According to the fire code.
Right. We've had a few times we've had to turn people away. Don't tell the firemen. We've had a few times where we've had 10 or 12 deep in each corner, and right. You couldn't see any aisles. So,
Coach, I've been there for standing room only games. It does get pretty insane in there for sure. But, talk about the history a little bit. I don't know how familiar you are. I'm just kind of reading through here in the background on the field house itself, a converted airplane hangar from World War II. It says purchased by Harding in the 40s. Was it brought in or was it already on campus?
No, it was brought in and put here, and they started, you know, just using it for intramurals and free play and those kind of things. When I first got here, that's what it was used for, and we played in the Gainesville Athletic Center across the street, which, you know, is a great facility, but, you know, seats 6,000 or 7,000, but, you know, about 4 years into this, they were ready to do something with the old field house, it's kind of an eyesore in the middle of campus. It sits right in the middle of campus. And so, you know, it's funny. Dr. Burke's our president, and Greg Harden, who's our AD now, he was our women's coach at the time. And we were actually watching a Harding Academy game play in here. And the place only seated about 1,000 people at the time. And we just got to talking about, oh, you could do this, this, and this. And happened to go back that night and draw it up on a legal pad. And we kind of half-jokingly got it to our president. And Coach Harden put a letter with it. And within a month, he had Mike Stillman, architects down there in Little Rock, up here to see what they could do with it, and it's been awesome ever since.
Well, the students have certainly bought into it, the Rhodes Rowdies, and, I mean, it is a great student atmosphere. And frankly, as much fun as it's been to watch your teams over the last several years, watching the students getting into the game is about as much fun as watching the game itself.
Well, probably more so on a lot of nights. But there's times where I've caught myself watching them and just kind of seeing them. You know, over the 15, 16 years we've been in there, there's so many stories, just things that happen that you can't help but look back and grin and laugh and get a chuckle. It's always fun. We have our former guys back, and so many of them come to games and stuff that we can just kind of, we'll laugh about a lot of those times, and sometimes not necessarily the games, but what's going on in the stands and in the atmosphere and the crowd.
How many home games do you have left in the regular season?
We have six. We have Saturday night, and then we have two next week. And then February is going to be a tough month on us. We only have two home games, so we're going to be road warriors in the month of February. So,
and is Facebook the only way you can vote on this? I'm assuming you guys have a link from your website.
Yeah, the easiest way for people, I think, to search it and get it is go to HardingSports.com. And our splash page, there's a splash page when you pull that up, and it'll take you right to a link where you can vote. And everybody can vote. You know, you can vote once a day through January 25th. And I heard a rumor yesterday that we were still leading, so we'll see what we can do over this last week.
Coach Jeff Morgan from Harding joining us. Coach, I can't not have you on and not ask about a couple of guys that we know. Matt Hall, who struts around the court like he's still playing for Harding. I spent a lot of time at the Little Rock Athletic Club. He's long, he's lanky, but he can play.
He can really play, and Matt was a tremendous player for us. And I mean, obviously, you know, he's 3-time player of the year in the Gulf South Conference, and unbelievable person. He's an even better person than his player, and just he was a lot of fun to coach. You know, I mean, you guys know this as well. When shots go in, coaches look great, and Pat was one of those kind of guys, and Matt was the same way. I mean, he could post you up, he could shoot the three, and I can still see that he's probably still strutting around. I've strutted around the golf course with him several times, and he kind of carries it to the golf course too.
Yeah, you know, he has a good time, and of course, Justin and I both know Matt Daniel really well. Yeah. Matt's gone on, did some great things in the coaching world as well. Do you keep up with him? Do you talk with him? I'm sure he's calling you for some advice all the time.
Well, we don't. I mean, you get so busy sometimes. We don't talk that much at times. But we definitely keep up with Matt. Matt's had a great career, and unbelievable. And Matt was actually here when we remodeled the field house, and he was, you know, he played the first season that we played in here. I mean, he could tell you the first couple of games, especially those opening nights, were unbelievable, and just some great atmosphere. So he got to actually play in the field house the first year. A lot of fun, and Matt did a great job for us for 2 years. I just wish, you know, he would have come right out of high school. So, but he did a great job for us, and he's certainly had a great career.
So, Coach, if you guys win this thing, and again, it's facebook.com/bestofcollegebasketball, but as Coach mentioned, you can go to hardingsports.com and link through it there. But if you guys win this, what do you get?
Well, they're actually going to – CBS will send a crew to one of our games, and they'll do a feature story on the Rhodes Fieldhouse and on Harding University, and it will air on April the 6th during the semifinals of the Final Four on CBS. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, we're awfully excited. I mean, you know, you sit and watch BYU games and Indiana games and all those people and think, well, this is just awesome to be even mentioned in the same breath with them. And who knows, we can get a lot of people out to vote over the next week. You know, we're the only Arkansas school in it. We're the only D2 school in it. So maybe a lot of people in the state will get out and vote for us and help us out.
That would be great. What days do you play at home next week?
Next week we're at home Thursday and Saturday. Thursday, Arkansas Tech, 5:30 and 7:30 starts. And then Saturday we have East Central Oklahoma. And those are 2 and 4 in the afternoon on Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, because I want to get Pat up there. I don't think that he's had the pleasure of seeing a game.
I haven't.
It is an experience like you've never seen before.
No,
it is insane.
I certainly want to, Coach. And I know with that type of campus, you can probably get out and amongst the students. And have you been able to develop a good relationship over the years with the student body, just getting out, whether it be pep rallies or just I know the excitement in that campus is big time when it comes to football and basketball.
Yeah, it is. And that's something that 20 years ago when we got here, that's something we really worked hard to try to develop, was just our connection with the student body and getting them involved. And boy, they have bought in a big way, and it's a lot of fun. And they really feel like they are a part of our team, and we communicate that to them all the time. They're a huge part of our team. Everybody that comes to the games, and we get great support from the community. But our student body is just, I mean, they're unbelievable. Like I said, we have a huge Midnight Madness every year with probably 2,500, 3,000 people packed in here. Wow. You know, a lot of schools have even done away with those now, don't do them, but we keep doing them, and they're a lot of fun, and always kick off the year for a great year.
Well, Coach, good luck this weekend. Good luck next week. I'm going to get Pat up there, and he's got duties through basketball season too, but we'll find an open date and get him up there for a home game, and I want him to see it because it's really
special,
unique.
Yeah.
And my wife's a grad up there, and we haven't been for a couple years together, so we need to get back up. So, Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you guys soon, and we'll keep pushing this and get people to vote. How long can they vote? Looks like till 25th, I guess.
Till January 25th, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Coach, good luck. Thanks for coming on with us.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate you guys. Thanks.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Coach.
It's Jeff Morgan, the head coach at Harding University. Let's go ahead and take our time out here just a minute earlier, so, Big Baby, and we'll come back with some more. We are at Oaklawn, and, of course, great day today. We saw another Jeff we love, Jeff Money Taylor.
Jeff,
he's
going
to join us at actually a little late today, 11:50, because we've got Jeff Long coming on at 11:30. So it is a bunch of Jeffs today. We'll also hear from Mike Anderson, who's not a Jeff.
He's not a Jeff. I do have to give a late-week game ball, huge game ball, to Harding's. I don't know if it is the media department or just, I'll give it the athletic department. Their website is so easy to navigate through.